Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hand. Lord, I trust you.
And I can feel your touch. I will trust you, Lord. How I love you so much. You'll find my facing alone. And I feel so alone. Lord, my trust is in you. I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts. Through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time without trust.
It's not easy.
Lord, it's not easy. In times of pain in my life,
it makes you seem so far away.
Far away without trust. I need to know.
I know I can make it. Thank you, Jesus. God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see is not the book.
Oh,
I will pray and thank you, Lord. Thank you, because I will trust you no matter what I'm going through. Lord, I'm going to trust you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, Father, saints, and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you on. We're going to have a word of prayer. Eternal Father, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So I come, Father God, with thanksgiving in my heart. I thank you because you are God, and beside you there is none other. Loving you, Father God, is what we do. I praise you for it. I honor you for it. Thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, we learn whose we are and who we are. It is in your word, Father God, thanking you for allowing us to be what your word say we are, and we living up to that standard. I just praise you for it, Father God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Elam, the Most High above all. I thank you, Father God. You are Jehovah Nisa. You are our banner, and I praise you for it. You are Jehovah Raha. You're the Lord. You are our shepherd, and I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for being the healer. I thank you, Father God, for being the host of our lives. And I thank you, Father God, that Ephesians 2:10 said, we're your workmanship created in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you made us ambassadors for Christ. Therefore, Father God, because we are ambassadors, we become partakers of a divine nature according to 2 Peter. And I thank you, 1 Peter 2:25 said, we are healed by your stripes. And I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. Ask you, Father God, to bless those that are listening. And Father God, as this country go through some things, let your will be done. And I ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name. I do pray. Everybody agree with this prayer, said amen. Amen. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking about having a heart for God. Having a heart for God. And Acts 13:16-22, but we use that 22nd verse for our text. It tells us and describes David, a man after my heart, who will do all of my will. Now that is the highest praise from God you can get. A man that, now just don't mean male now, you women, don't get all bent out of shape. Talking about a person here after their own heart, after God's own heart. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. What it really means to have a heart after God's own heart, or to have a love for God and to be a man after God's own heart. I'm going to start off by saying, first of all, you got to love the Word of God. You got to love the Word of God. No matter how busy life gets, we have to make time for what's important to us. Of course, that people make time for things that they like, things that they want to do. They make time. So we should search reading the Word of God, exercising our rights in the Word of God, being in the Word of God day and night, night and day. Joshua 1:8, that we're to meditate. If you want to have good success, you're to meditate day and night. I got some paper here. I better go get some paper so y'all can see this. That's if you want to have good success. Joshua 1:8 says, and I'm going to read it, but if you're going to have a heart for God, you're going to have to do a Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mightest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. You want to have good success? Don't let the word of God depart from you. That's key, man. You got to keep that word. David said, I hid it in my heart that I'm not sinning against God. You got to hide that word. That's your responsibility. Because if you don't, the devil wants to steal it. That I can assure you of. That I can assure you of. And you don't want to lose your word, brothers and sisters. You don't want to lose your word level. You want to always keep that word day and night, night and day. So he says, this book of the law shall not depart. So let me encourage you, brothers and sisters. Do not let this word depart from you. Depart from your spirit. The revelation be out there into the atmosphere. But you need the word of God in your spirit, man. So, that's first of all. You got to love God according to the book. You got to love him by the book. It is true that the Lord loves all people and that he adopts believers as his sons and daughters. But even the rich man blessings awaited those who kept his commandment. The Bible says in John 14:21, because they will understand more about this when they read this. If you keep my word, that's it right there. Doing Joshua 1:8, doing the word of God. Got to do it. Don't do no good to have this word and not do the word, okay? I'm gonna share a scripture with you guys today that just, it blessed my heart, man. Because I had never looked at it like this. But then today, this thing pricked my spirit. If you love the Lord, you're going to love this scripture here. In Isaiah 53:5-6. You need a chance to find it. Isaiah 53:5-6. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. Not going to be now, but we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord have laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I hope you see this a different way today. And that is, why don't you appreciate what he did for us? Appreciate that. Take advantage of that. He laid the iniquity on Christ. Why not appreciate that? See, when you got a heart for God, you appreciate what he did for you. He was wounded for our transgression. Well, if he was wounded for our transgression, why are you playing with that? Be on about your business. Oh, thank you, Lord. You took care of this problem for me. Let me put it to you this way. because I really want you to see this. You got a flat tire, and you out there in the middle of nowhere, and somebody come along and fix that flat, jack your car up, put the spare on. What do? You going about your business. Now, what would you look like? You got a flat tire, somebody come and fix it up, and then you say, well, you know what? I want to fix it myself. And you don't have no tools. You don't have no jack. You don't have what to take to do this. You look like a straight fool. Yeah. So the Bible says this is what God did now. He was wounded for our transgression. Well, he paid it. So what are you trying to do? If Christ paid the price, what are you doing now? You got to receive it. Receive what God did in the man Christ Jesus. He was bruised for our iniquity. That's what the scriptures mean. He was bruised for our iniquity. Matter of fact, the Bible said the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we're healed. You're healed spiritually. Excuse me. I need to get some water. Y'all excuse me for a minute. But since it's time out for playing church, we got to be the church. Excuse me. But if he says that the peace was upon him, and by his stripes, I'm healed. Think about this guy that had this black tie. He done fixed it. Now you going to turn around and you going to fix it or try to fix it. That's all you can do is try. It's already done. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone have turned it his own way. The Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. So if he done laid it on Jesus, who are you to be trying to take it off and I'm gonna take care of my own sin problem? You can't do it, brothers and sisters. You don't love the Lord like that, and you don't love yourself like that. Let the peace of God rule your heart, regardless of the inner torment that you're going through. You know, sometimes we wrestle with things that's going on the inside. Brothers and sisters, let the Lord have that, regardless of the source, where it came from. Let God's peace rule our hearts. And he can only do that when we understand that this is about God. Loving God is loving his word. He said, let me go back and get this scripture again. Psalm 63. If you really want to have a heart for God, you're going to get up early in the morning. Early in the morning. And Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. Oh God, got that computer though. Find that out. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee. In a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. See, when you have a heart for God, you get up early in the morning and you thirst for him to see that the power of thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up mine hands in the name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with the joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watch, because thou hast been my help, therefore I will shatter of thy wings will I rejoice. Excuse me, at the shadows of thy wings I will rejoice. My soul follow hard after thee, right hand, and uphold me. See, when you have a heart for God, you thirst after righteousness. Woo, that'll preach right there. You thirst after righteousness. When you got a heart for God, it's all about God. You want to bless him. You want to bless his holy name. That's what you want to do. When you got a heart for God, when you got a heart for God, you want to make God first, first and foremost. I was going to, and you want to get revelation knowledge too. I might well going to say that too. Because when you got a heart for God, you appreciate Jesus. You appreciate the Father. You want a fellowship with the Father. Romans 8:31-32 says, if God be for you, who can be against you? That is, spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all. How shall he not with them also freely give us all things? So when you think about Isaiah 53:5, think about this scripture. What God won't do for you. We have to appreciate what he did. He was wounded for our transgression. So let's enjoy that. He did that for nothing. He got wounded for you. That was for a reason. He didn't get wounded for you so you can go get wounded. No. He got bruised for you. Not so you can go out there and say, well, you know what? I got to get bruised by Satan myself. No. Uh-uh. Don't work like that. That ain't the way it's designed. God and you are working together, remember, in carrying out his dream of redemption to the world. And that's a big responsibility, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, because everybody don't want to preach the truth. Everybody ain't trying to do that. And you ask why, preacher? Because everybody don't have a heart for God. They don't have a heart for God. When they wake up in the morning, like the psalmist said, man, they seeking God. They thirsting after God. These are people who have a heart for God. And you don't have to always have a physical manifestation of the things of God. You trust his word. You know why? Because you're busy fellowshipping with God. And then you come to know the truth and nothing but the truth. Okay. Hallelujah. I just lost somebody. Hallelujah. There's Pastor, and I can't see your number. If I can't see your number, I can't let you, I'm not going to let you in. I have to be able to see your number. Some people calling in without showing their number. If you don't, you know, if you don't show your number, I can't let you in. I'm not going to let you in. I'm not going to say that anymore either. But if you got a heart for God, you are constantly communicating with God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And saying that we should be the first kind of fruit that God is calling for in these last days.
Amen.
And you have to claim what's yours. Now that you're in Christ, you have to claim that. Amen. We're at the point now where anybody have anything they want to share, press 1, showing your number. I got a couple people here, they're not showing their number, so I'm not bringing you in because I want to keep down the craziness, and I don't know who's who. So, but anybody that showing your number, I'll let you speak. Okay, Pastor, you have anything you want to share with us?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And I wanted to read Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6 from the Message Bible. And it reads, "But the fact is, it was our pains he carried, disfigurement, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. He took the punishment, and that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone own way. And God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on him. On him." Amen, amen. And I had came in on the part where Pastor was saying that if someone's changing your tire, then you want to change the tire. That's foolishness, because the tire already been changed. So just as it is for us, Jesus, he took all of our sins. It didn't say some of our sins. It said all of our sins. And they were nailed to the cross with him. And so since they've been nailed to the cross with him, we're free from sin. So let us act like that. Let us accept what Jesus has done for us all along and live like we have the victory, because we do. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to share that, Pastor. I love that illustration about that tie. And that's true. That's foolishness. They already changed the tire, but you going to take the tire off and then reapply it? No. Our Lord and Savior took them sins to that cross. They was nailed to the cross with him. He was buried. But when he rose again, he rose with all power and no sin. So we have been risen with him. So we have no sin. Praise God.
And thank you so much, Pastor, for just bringing it back up again. See, it says, "And by his stripes, we are healed."
Yeah.
Now, you know, just think about it. If you are, you is. If you is, you are. He said, you are healed. You can heal spiritually. And there's a margin there there's a margin there that tells you. When you read that in the original Hebrew text, he's talking spiritual. We've been healed spiritually, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Appreciate what God did to you. Don't be trying to fix the tie again. Appreciate he done did it for you. Accept it.
Yes.
And that word, he says, and really, I'm going to tell you, the more I look at this scripture and see this through the eyes of the Word of God, because, see, the modern-day Christian does not know the objective of telling what they need, and believe me, they don't have any clue.
Mm.
They don't get it what we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it, man. People error not knowing the scripture.
Yeah.
So when this revelation hits me, I didn't know that until I kept reading it and reading. And it says, he has blessed me. He has did that already. Why are you asking God to bless you? He blessed you with every spirit. But what else can he do? See, that's people who are not really listening to what they're saying. If he said he blessed you with all spiritual blessings, if I'm understanding that right, he went in there and bought the grocery picture, rent picture, life. He did all this stuff. Why you need your rent paid? Why you need your He did that.
Thank you, Lord.
By his stripes, you are healed. You're already healed.
Thank you, Lord.
But we all like sheep, just gone astray. Don't want to believe it. Don't want to see it.
And
everyone changes their own way of thinking instead of thinking the way God said to think.
Come on now.
The Bible says that God laid all of this iniquity on Christ. So why can't we agree with God and say, okay, Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Put it on Jesus. I don't need it no way. Thank you. I can't handle it. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anyone else? Just press one and we'll let you in if you're not showing. Someone call in private. Don't mind saying it. You in private. But we don't. We're not answering unless you show your number. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Well, hey, y'all, we'll see y'all.